The Touch Lighters Church Light Encounter Radio Series with Pastor Ernest Osiri and Pastor Mrs. Susan Osiri. Here at TTC, we aim to raise men and women in the body of Christ whose lives would reflect the life and the light of God. From wherever you may be listening, may you be blessed by this series.
Wow, good afternoon one more time. What a great day we have just found ourselves into, and what a great God that we are serving, that He has kept us alive. And it's just interesting to see how God, you know, is doing all these things. And sometimes you sleep and then you are like, what will you do the next day? No hope, no nothing. And then all of a sudden you just see yourself come up alive the following day. Thank you. This is Pastor Ernest Osiri, Touch Lighters Church Lead Pastor, Enugu. And we are here again today to hear what God has for us. Shall we pray? Father, thank you this day for who you are. We give all praise and all honor to you. Mighty Jesus, we thank you. As we go through your word, I pray, O God, that your word will make impact in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for the changes that we are anticipating that will take place in our hearts. We appreciate you. We bless you. We love you. We magnify your name. Thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Wow. Good afternoon one more time. I hope your service today was just quite enriching. The Lord honor you. The Lord bless you. Let's go again, part 3, on our topic, Divine Direction, part 3. I still feel moved and led to stretch this particular topic further, because I seem to understand that if we can get it right here, we will get it right in very many other things that pertains to our lives, as it has to do with 2022, which is our wonderful year. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. Jeremiah chapter 10 and verse 23. I'd like to read from that portion of the scripture. O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Wow. I know that the way of a man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. Wow. This is so revealing. Jeremiah said, Lord, I know it is not in man to direct himself. In other words, God didn't create us to direct our steps. God never created you to direct your steps. You do not have that capacity at all. And any attempt to direct yourself is usually a misfit. Wow, this is a discovery. Hear this again. Oh Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh to direct his steps. Can you hear that? God didn't create you to direct yourself. He created you that He might direct you. He created you that you might depend on Him for direction. This is just completely revealing. And my question is very simple. If God is the one that is directing you, do you think that He can ever misdirect you? No, He can't. In other words, a whole lot of things and challenges and the things we see, you know, in our lives at the end of the day could be traceable to the fact that man is seeking to direct himself. But the Bible says, no, it is not in a man that liveth to direct himself. God did not put in us the capacity to direct ourselves. What He did was for us to be dependent on Him, that He, God, might direct our steps. Wow, this is just interesting. This is just interesting. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28. We now see where God created man. And the first thing man did was to give God a sense of direction. I've created you. Go, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, take dominion. What a direction. What a direction from the Lord. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Wow! This is another bump. That when God created man, the first thing God did was to give direction to man's existence. He gave direction to man's existence, directed man on what God expects out of man. Go, replenish, be fruitful, multiply, take dominion. Wow, take dominion, take dominion. What an instruction, what a direction. But you see, man has never wanted to be directed by God. Let's see again Genesis chapter 3. This is becoming hotter for me. Genesis chapter 3, where God made another direction, where God directed man again. God, having created man, the Bible says he put him in the garden. He said to him, of all the tree, eat this one. Don't eat this one. Wow. What a direction again. God directed man. Man, eat this. Don't eat this. But you can just agree with me. In all of these things, man will never agree to be directed by God. And this is the genesis of man and human problem. Man wouldn't want God to direct him. We saw Adam wouldn't want God to direct him. The same fruit that God said don't eat was the same thing that Eve took, ate, gave Adam. And that was the beginning of the calamity of human beings. Can you not see how dangerous it is when we walk in our own ways? Can you not see how dangerous it is when we step out of the leadings of God? Can you not see how dangerous it is when we turn our back on God and say to God, I don't want you to lead me? Man leaving God's direction for his own direction became the genesis of every suffering, every failure, every disaster, every problem, every challenge, every sorrow that we are seeing in life today. Wow, I'm just so thrilled that this is a topic that can fashion my year. I'm just so thrilled that this is something that can put me right from the word go, that I need God to direct me. I need God. I need God. You need God to direct you. If you can get it right at this point, I can assure you can get it right in all other things, the direction of God. This is why it's so important for us not to rush this. This is why it's so important for us to open our eyes and our hearts and to understand the subject of divine direction, that God wants to direct us. He wants to lead us. We do not know the way. We do not know the way to the city. The Bible says that the labor of a foolish man wearieth every one of them, because he knoweth not the way to the city. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 15. If you don't know the way to the city, you walk in sorrow. You walk with difficulties. You walk with disasters all around you, because you do not know the way to the city. But God forbid, that will not be your portion. This year, God is going to direct you. This year, you're going to be submissive unto God and have God direct you, and that in total. Let's see what the Bible says. One more time. Isaiah chapter 48. Isaiah 48. Wow. This is just interesting. If I can get it right and allow God to direct me, there is hope for me. If I can get it right and allow God to direct me this year, there is hope for me. Isaiah 48 and verse 17. Thus says the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. Wow! There is a way you should go. There is another way you shouldn't go. I am the Lord that teacheth thee to make profit. I am the Lord that leadeth in the way that thou should go, which means there is another way that I shouldn't go. That is another way I shouldn't go. I feel led at this point to pause a bit and to tell you that one of the ultimate ways you need to go is to make sure you get to Jesus Christ, is to make sure you make peace with him, is to make sure that you surrender to him, is to make sure that your life is in good standing with him, is to make sure that heaven rejoices over your life. The Bible says that is a way that you shouldn't go. That is the way that seemeth right unto a man, but the Bible said at the end of it all is eternal destruction. I just trust God that you have been blessed by the words of the Lord that you are hearing, that there is a way that thou should go. He said, I'm the Lord. I teacheth thee to make profit. I leadeth thee in the way that thou should go. My prayer for you today is that you will not go in the way that God doesn't want you to go. When a lady lives in an immoral life and becomes pregnant and goes for abortion, she is living and going in a way that God doesn't want her to go. When a young man wakes up and decides, I want to have quick money. And so he makes up his mind. He picks up a gun. He goes out there in the street. He begins to rob people. And he becomes an armed robber. He is going the way that God doesn't want him to go. God wants you to go in a way that it will be profiting unto you. And so from this scripture, we can make a conclusion that if I can follow the ways of God, it is profiting unto my soul. It is profiting unto my soul. It is profiting unto my soul. I will teach you the way to go. I will make you to make profit, and I will teach you the way that shall go. Very simple. If I follow the ways of God, I will profit in life. I will make profit in life. I will make profit in life. This subject is so heavy in my heart that I wish you can understand that you will make profit in life if you can follow the ways of God. Profitability is a virtue. Profitability is a dividend that we receive from God when we follow God. Wow. I want to trust God that today that you are making up your mind to be profited by God by allowing yourself to be directed by God. If you follow Him, you make profit. If you follow Him, you get to the end of where you're going to in peace. If you follow Him, you get to the end of where you're going to without much calamities in life. I wish to pray for you at this point. Maybe you're here, you're not born again. You want to find your way back to God as part of the message today. You want to make sure that you make peace with God. I want to pray with you wherever you are. Can you kindly repeat this after me? Lord Jesus, today I surrender my life. I make a decision to follow your steps. I make a decision to follow your direction by accepting your Lord Jesus Christ into my life. Thank you, Father. Have your way. Cancel my name in the book of death and write it in the book of life. Thank you. Give me the Holy Ghost and let Him be with me as my comforter. Thank you. In Jesus' precious mighty name. One more time, I'd like to appreciate you for always tuning in. Next week again is going to be a very wonderful time. The same time, same station. And God of heaven is going to bless you. My name is Pastor Ernest Osiri, the lead pastor of the Touch Letters Church in Ugu. Shalom.
You are causing light to shine from darkness.
Thank you for listening. For more inquiries, call us on 091-570-71584 or 091-283-23500. Or you could follow us on our social media handles. On Facebook, we are called The Touchlighters Church. On Instagram, we are called The Touchlighters Church. Or you could visit our website, www.thetouchlighterschurch.org. Go and live a practical life of light.